waited out the door and I moved out of apartment number 2. Sleep away your every day on dreams that are tears like waterfall mirrors. And why should you let your heart beat for sad little lies? For sad. Lines on your face have all been replaced with energy wells for sad little eyes. And when the day is done, you'll be no one. You'll plastic truths and metal roofs are leaking through with a dead morning, and time will pass with the clocks at last for sad little lies. For sad.
WHFR Dearborn. In the background right now, we have the band Big Levy doing Wrecking Ball. They're going to be playing with Tona Nish Berkeley Front on Saturday night. Some other shows I wanted to mention I don't think we're going to get to. The Mantons are playing the Belmont on Joseph Campo and Hamtramck on Friday night, along with the Kickstand Band, which has got members of the Sights and the Marthas, Mick Bassett and the Marthas in it. And also along with the Mantons and the Kickstand Band is going to be the Divine Comedians. A couple other shows are Norman, High Crime and the Summer Pledge at the Woodbridge Record First Anniversary Party going on at the Magic Stick on Friday night. Stay tuned. We've got Soul Dub in just a matter of minutes. But let's listen now to Wrecking Ball by Big Levy, who are playing at the Berkeley Fun Saturday night. If I am your rector, come on, come on, come on and use me one more time. I got sick bones, bruised on me, forged for my lighthead gray. I got sick bones, bruised on me, forged for my lighthead gray. Well, a whole lot's happening here. I think the band is real close to being almost ready, just setting up the last of the few things. What we heard in that last set was Emily Rose doing Apartment Number 2, Tone & Niche doing Song 1, and Big Levy doing Wrecking Ball, and they are all playing Saturday night together at the Berkeley Front. We might have a few minutes of to hear the Mantons doing Brad Song. They are going to be playing with Kickstand and Divine Comedians at the Belmont Friday night. Here we go with the Mantons.
Prostrated myself just the other night, now they call me Brad.
All righty, we are ready. Bring down the Mantons and bring up the studio mics.
In fact, we're here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today we have Soul Dub here in the studio. Hey guys, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right.
Whoa! All right, what do you got to do for us first?
We got a song called Mayday, Mayday.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And do you ever look back and remember what keeps us intact? It's not a dream you made, but a vision placed. Say, are you based on a sword, not a belt and a sword, but a helmet for the face? So there's a warrior lion roaming to the boxer's tasty sins. Can I suffer from grace? Rise above that black wicked who said it blurs.
Very cool. The drums are coming through really crisp and clear. Good job, Alan. It's sounding good so far. The whole band is.
Thank you.
It's a real shame that this isn't a visual performance because...
Because we are some good-looking men.
Yes. Oh. and you got the moves, too. Rich, is it Inslee? Richard Inslee?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. You are a performer.
Thank
it's
you.
Very cool to
In
see
fact,
watch you.
Would you like to introduce the rest of the band?
Sure, I'd love to. On the guitars, we have our man, Dave Samino. On the drums, we have Gordon Fry, and he can't hear him. He can't hear you. Is that right, Gordon?
I
want to
hear you, Margaret.
Can't hear Margaret.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right. There we go.
Sorry.
And on the bass guitar and the keyboards, we have our man, Shane Law.
And together you guys make up the band Soul Dub.
Yes, ma'am.
And you describe your music as dark reggae?
Dark reggae.
Very cool. All right. You got some more for us?
We got some more for you.
All right.
It's called Rise.
Selling
Soul Dub right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, guys, I got to ask a question.
Yeah. Are they having trouble hearing?
Ah, are you there?
We're good.
Ah, okay. Got a question. What has turned you to the dark side? Why are you dark reggae?
Because we live in Michigan.
Oh,
exactly. We love reggae music, and we just thought, you know what? We love reggae, but it doesn't feel right. It's too happy. And, you know, we live in a state that you're cold, and there's overcast skies, and, you know, it's not the healthiest place to live. And so we thought that if we put some minor keys in our songs and made it a little darker, that it would feel more like home.
All right. Well, you've made it all your own.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Mr. White.
All right. Well, hey, why don't we just keep the music going, because that is what things are all about.
All right, we're going to give you a sneak peek here. This is a brand new song. We're about to release it to all the radio stations in Michigan. We're going to be sending it all over the country. So hopefully we don't foul it up. It's called Ghetto Frank Sinatra.
Thank you.
that kick drum, Gord.
Oh, yeah.
So you said something about that's going to be going out to the radio stations? You have a CD or an EP coming out?
Yeah, we have it's a mixtape coming out. We call it a mixtape because we did some stuff that we don't normally do. We kind of changed our style up a little bit for this album. And it's called Catch a Buzz. We're just finishing it up right now. It's about to go out to mastering, and hopefully in the next couple months we'll be able to release it. That's the single off of that album.
And okay. Where will people be able to find that when it's out?
Once it's out, it's going to be all over the place. We're going to do our best job to make sure that there's not a publication or a radio station that doesn't know about the album. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on Amazon. Any online retailers you can think of.
www.darkreggae.com.
Darkreggae.com is the website where you can get any information on the band, check out the performances, download some free stuff, and also buy the album.
All right.
We also, Mr. White and Margaret, we have a record available for download on the website right now. So anybody who wants to get some music from us, it's called Sunday Morning Circus. It's a 5-song EP.
And what is that website again?
That's darkreggae.com.
All right. And Soul Dub is one word.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So do you have some more for us?
Oh, we got more. This one is called, I guess the name just changed.
Yes, the name just I changed it on you today.
Yeah, all right. Smooth Criminal of Love?
Smooth Criminal of Love.
Ooh.
Back in the day, in the place I was raised up, dazed and confused, and my views were all hazed up. So I apologize for every time that my pride was spit in your eye. Back on the grind, little eye with the big dream, you couldn't have brought me up with the sky. What could it be? I was all about the price. Now I reside with my mom, and I'm hitching a ride. I'm in the van. A band in a damn fight. Can I refrain from displaying my stage fright? It's tense up in the ride, but Dave is a pain in my eye. I aim to despise. Ooh, poor me. Shame, shame. Never love, never trust, never care. Shame, shame. My disgust is disgust with my peace. Shame, shame. I've been lost, I've been blind, I've been dead. I take pleasure in knowing I pumped up your head. Ride me up with the sky, what could it be? I was all about the price. Now I reside with my mom, and I'm hitching a ride. The radio, do you know, Mr. White? I took it upon myself to take up a walk and let the mood die. I always play that guy, but Gordo can be so darn nice, I can slap him alive.
shame, shame. Not disgust, feel disgust with my people, shame, shame. I've been lost, I've been blind, I've been dead. I take pleasure in knowing I fucked up your head.
Sold up right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios. Oh, it's sounding really great, guys. I have a question for you, though. This dark reggae that you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Who writes all this stuff?
Who writes it?
Yeah.
We've been, we've always been pretty good at sharing all the responsibility. So, it just kind of, the style kind of came out of all of us having different influences and putting them together instead of forcing ourselves into something. And I always liked reggae. Dave always got into some more mellow music and some heavy music. Shane was into heavy music. Now he's into electronic music. We're incorporating that. So it all just kind of came out of the things that we all love doing.
Whoa.
And, yeah.
That sounds great. That's the way life ought to be.
Yeah.
We met you when you were getting ready to do a show, a real big show down at St. Andrew's Hall. You were going to be the Afterglow Party Band.
Nice.
We remember you'll always go down in history, Margaret, because you called us Dub Soul every time.
The whole day.
It's Dub Soul.
I apologize for that.
No, it was no problem.
You ought to hear on the foreign knee.
I can only imagine.
That's got to be one of the challenging ends of your job, is the foreign knee.
It is.
Definitely.
Yeah, and doing world music, she slaughters everything.
Okay. Do you have any shows coming up?
We do. We don't have any in the area. We haven't been playing Detroit very often, but we are playing out at Max Bar in Lansing on February 27th. And if you guys are enjoying the music that you're listening to tonight, I can guarantee you guys would be, it would be worth the drive to go out to Lansing. It's only about an hour and 10 minutes away, hour
yeah.
away. Max Bar in Lansing, all that information is on darkreggae.com.
All right. Okay. Well, we're waiting for local shows to come back on in.
Definitely. We're going to have to keep an eye on your website and announce it on the calendar because I really enjoy the music. And be sure to send us the EP when you get it done.
You got that.
All right. Appreciate you guys having us out. This is a pleasure.
Okay. Well, you got some more music for us?
We got some more music. This is going to be all the instrumentalists. We're going to do a little instrumental song for you. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Now I got to ask, a lot of our listeners really care about what you guys are playing. So, would you guys like to tell us what kind of equipment you're playing through?
Go ahead, Shane.
Well, I personally play out of a Ampeg. It's the classic SVT series.
And you're playing bass on it.
Yeah, bass. Bass. And I play Warwick. It's a 5-string. It's the Thumb series.
Very expensive.
And Dave is also an Ampeg man. I'm not sure what his series is or anything like that.
His is the one that makes a lot of fuzz all the time, even when you're not playing.
What about you, Rich? What do you play out of?
I play out of my mouth, which often...
often doesn't work.
Which, yes, often fails me or gets me in trouble.
All right. Now, Dave, now that you're back over there...
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you play? I know you switched out another guitar there.
Yeah, I got a Gibson SG, and I have a Epiphone Explorer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Take it to the dark side.
Yeah. it's his butt rock guitar.
All right.
So...
Are we allowed to say butt on the way?
Don't
say it again.
No, okay. No. Now stop it, you guys. You're just fooling around.
And speaking of which, we've got Gordon over there. Gordon, yell out what you're playing.
I play on anything that's not broken this week.
That sums up Gordon Fry.
Okay. All right, well, why don't we get right down to some more music?
How much, real quick, how much time do we have? Two or three?
Oh, no,
you got about 20 minutes to go.
25 minutes.
Tell us about that reggae sound he's getting from the drums.
Ah, our sound engineer wants to know more about the reggae sound on the drums. You do have a real distinct drum sound.
Why, thank you. I actually use the synthetic wood block, a timbali, and a 12-inch piccolo snare drum with bells and splash cymbal. And these sticks that I have right now are mismatched, and it's because I like to wear them down until they're almost nothing. Yes, these sticks right here.
Gordon actually doesn't buy sticks.
He
finds them at shows and usually he finds them in ones, so he just pairs them up.
I do. When the band before us plays, usually there's one good stick on the floor and I take it because the economy is so bad right now.
So that unique sound he's getting from the tom is from what kind of tom does
it? It's actually a snare drum without the snares or a head on the bottom, but we'll just call it a timbali.
Yes, that's what we'll call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what we wish it was.
Yes.
Played with stubs.
And I will say again that you are all of you are very dramatic performers. The cues were, it was interesting and fascinating watching all of you play. So it's, I really hope you guys get a local gig soon so we can get out and see you close by and get other listeners out there too. Because you guys got a great sound and you're a sight to be seen.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's right. You got to get the full experience. I'm soul dub.
This next song is called Cha-Cha in the Key of Destruction.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? function is a function is complete. Lady, swept into the capital will be. Love, we heard a loss, we hear not we.
In fact, the cafeteria ladies at the star at the Skylight Grill, just outside the window here, they've come to the window and say, "You guys sound great."
Let's make some noise for the cafeteria ladies.
Oh! They rock out there, I'll tell you.
This is another song that we changed the name on. I did just because I was in a mood, and I don't even know the name of it. I gave it to you.
Song of
what did
the
we call it?
Man. Slash Delilah.
When Jehovah
comes?
This song.
Song of the Strong
song
Man?
Of the song song of the Strong Man, which will probably be renamed again.
All right.
Hey, you guys, just ride it out for a second, okay? This song we wrote about, it's an old Bible story. It's about Samson and Delilah. Samson was the strongest man who ever lived. God had a deal with him that if he would just not cut his hair, that was the secret to his strength, he would be strong forever. And a woman came along and changed his whole world. And this song is about that, coming from the perspective of Samson. Keep going.
I've had this strange junkie Jones, they run away. I've got a secret. As I lay here on her lap, love betrayed me little. I've got a secret. Love me, love me, love me, love me, long time, long time, said she. Tell me why not take a ride on what stands before me, say. Looks like a dream. Never heard a lady whispering things so obscene. Tried to treat her like a lady, so she wants to have my baby. Asking secrets of me no one knows. Many times I changed the topic, but a lady lumps on lots of could not help it when she came unclothed. So who's in the basement, Delilah? Up on me, see this little lady with a nerve that called me baby, put me down. And
it's only skin and bones. Who's so? Who's in the basement? Delilah.
Right, the dark reggae of soul, dub, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, that includes Richard Ensley on vocals, Dave Samano on guitar, Shane Law on bass and keyboards, and Gordon Fry on those drums. In fact, where can people get a hold of you, guys?
DarkReggae.com is the website. That's DarkReggae.com.
And you've also got a Facebook, don't you?
That's Facebook.com/SoulDub or MySpace.com/SoulDub.
All right. That's the best way to get a hold of you guys.
We got one more.
Okay. We got about 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes?
Can we stretch it?
We can drag that one for you.
Okay. Either that or we'll see what we can get out of you.
This song is usually one of the last songs we do. We love to do this at the end of our show. It's just fun for the whole crowd to get into. And sometimes we do just kind of jam it out as long as we want. So it's perfect.
Okay. That's actually, perfect.
Actually, I have a good joke that I want to tell everyone.
Big joke.
Uh-oh.
How do cows count? With a calculator.
Thank you. Thank you, Gordon, for making that reflect.
We don't need
band.
To stall that much.
You said stall.
We didn't need to stall that much.
Actually, before we play it, one thing you should know about Gordon.
Yes?
Gordon has a, we call it the drive-by on our website. Mm-hmm. Gordon is very funny. We've always thought he should have been a comedian. We're glad he's with us. But he's very, very funny, and what he does is the experiences that we get to encounter on the road or everywhere we go, even tonight, we will have something written about this. Gordon will write it from his kind of humorous perspective, and we put that up on our website as often as he writes them. It's called The Drive-By. You guys should definitely check it out.
All right.
Oh, we will.
And one other thing, we are giving away that mixtape that we had talked about, Ketchup Us, for free to anyone who just goes to our website, signs a mailing list. As soon as it comes out, we will send them a link to download it for free.
Whoa, so go to that website.
Definitely.
Sign in. And that website is?
DarkReggae.com.
All right.
Calculator.
He's letting us down today, but he's usually pretty funny. This song is called When Jehovah Comes, Don't Get Caught With Your Pants Down.
Hey. when Jehovah comes, you know, run, you know, hide. When Jehovah comes, don't get caught with your pants down. When Jehovah comes, you know, run, you know, hide. When the day of the trumpet sound, many, many men will run, try and get away, get away. Many, many years we wait for. WHFR. Make sure you get your CD, darkreggae.com, sign the list.
All right, Soul Dub, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Okay. Okay, and you guys are going to have a show at Max Bar in Lansing. That's in February. What was the date of that again?
That's February 27th, and that's at Max Bar in Lansing. You can just go to darkreggae.com to get that information, or maxbar.com. And we're going to do one last song. You can ride it out on. The song is called Sucker Punch. Thank you again so much for having us.
That's okay. Soul Dub right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And check out www.darkreggae.com.
Double up the chorus. You rock me like a sucker. Rock me like a sucker.